Shape and Structure. Prologue. The Poetry of Touch. What does poetic expression have to do with shiatsu, acupuncture, and oriental medicine? Introduction. Commitment and the phases of growth. Highlighting certain key phases of the author's personal journey, aided by the special energy of commitment. The logistics of energy. A comparison between levels of sustainability within international waste management from prevention to disposal and the effective use of oriental medicine. Chinese medicine, Japanese medicine, or oriental medicine. Exploring the history and macro tradition of oriental medicine. Section 1. Creating context. Exploring basic concepts pertaining to the oriental model of reality. Science, knowledge, poetry, and dreaming. An exploration of the nature of knowledge and science as viewed through different lenses. Qi models and soap particles. A discussion of models and the essential characteristics of the Qi model. Soft strength, power within. Maintenance and creativity. Exploring the conceptual importance of the autonomic nervous system, the ANS, in the practice of oriental medicine. Technique or mode of expression. Investigating the status, meaning, scope and application of the oriental healing arts. Section 2. Setting the foundations. Reconsidering the cornerstones of oriental philosophy and medicine. The space between the spokes, the central role of emptiness in oriental medicine. Perseverance furthers, introducing key elements of a classic Chinese text, the I Ching, and its relevance to the field of oriental medicine. What is matter? An investigation into the many ways in which energy and matter are interrelated and the myriad forms energy can take. Make up the symptoms. What comes first, true form and healthy function, or pathology? Five phases, five spirits. A consideration of five-phase dynamics with a special focus on their psycho-spiritual aspects. Section 3, clearing the way. Clearing obstacles to progress, development, and successful treatment with oriental medicine. Shiatsu and archaeology. On the significance of unearthing old energies and psychic layers in practice. Shiatsu in the garden. A preliminary consideration of the nature of foreign energies and methods for clearing them. Travelogue. Using the discussion of foreign energies to widen the definition of excess and deficiency. The wind shakes the trees. Considering the nature and distortive effects of a very special pathogen with a long history in oriental medicine. The healing spiral. Exploring the phases of change within the therapeutic process, the role of sensitivity in this process, and the importance of the spiral form. Softly, gently. A special consideration of two highly sensitive patient groups. Section 4. Easing the flow. Re-examining the meridians of oriental medicine. Inspiration and expiration. A tribute to the lung and large intestine meridians and a consideration of the relationship between the meridians of metal and wood. Six great units. The greater meridians encompassing arm and leg, head and trunk, their importance for macro perspective, and their relevance to human life and clinical practice. Three mighty Yang rivers. A journey from head to feet with three of the 12 main meridians, the three leg Yang, a unique trio. A tribute to El Maestro, a special homage to the gallbladder meridian, an often overlooked hero, master of breadth and many depths. Charting the body electric, an exploration of meridian character, personality, and multi-level functionality through a special consideration of the spleen meridian. Getting earthed, regarding two simple and distinct methods of earthing within the traditions of classical Oriental medicine. Section 5, Perusing the Four Seas. Exploring the Four Seas model, including the extraordinary vessels and other special features of the human anatomical energetic system. What is determined? What can we change? Jing essence, its place in the Oriental tradition, and the relationship between free will and the predestined. A mystery wrapped in a warm enigma. An investigation of the myriad roles, varied functions, and complex personalities of the pericardium and triple heater meridians. Deep waters, the eight extraordinary vessels. An overview of the extraordinary meridians and their place in the human energy system. The great central channel. A brief exploration of the relationship between the Renmai and the Dumai. Opening dimensions, the Daimai. Investigating the so-called belt meridian or girdle vessel, a unique horizontal meridian. Releasing the diaphragm. Exploring the function and identity of the diaphragm, a horizontal structure far too rarely discussed in Oriental medicine. Chongmai, the mother meridian. Describing the almost indescribable, an attempt to encompass that which encompasses. The Four Seas, a voyage of discovery. The re-emergence of an ancient model from the forgotten annals of Chinese medicine, its relevance to and application within modern clinical practice. Section 6, Keeping It Real. Consideration of best practice, prevention and longevity as a practitioner of Oriental medicine. Returning to source, an exploration of source, intention, tradition, innovation, and the dynamics of extrapolation from traditional knowledge into new technique and areas of application. Shiatsu in the moment, regarding the art of being present during treatment. Expect nothing. Approaching practice through the time-honored mantras of No Mind and Wu Wei, and adding the infinite loop of Diagnosis is Treatment is Diagnosis to navigating the joyful diagnostic labyrinth. A walk in the forest, an extended metaphor intended to help students and fledgling practitioners find their way in the art of diagnosis. To be or not to be. What might it take to get started and to persevere as a practitioner of shiatsu and Oriental medicine in a modern social structure? Checklist. Friendly reminders of certain basic principles for students and practitioners of modern bodywork, energy work, disciplines especially shiatsu. Full spectrum. An examination of the depth and breadth of modern clinical practice with shiatsu and other energy-related disciplines. Roots and flowers. The relative importance of stabilizing root power and promoting flourishing energy. Section 7, Raveling and Unraveling. Examining methods of liberation from the physical and earthly to the spiritual and heavenly. The Common Cold and Its Benefits. A re-evaluation of the common cold through the lens of spontaneous movement and its relationship to vital, authentic health. Automatic Movement. Methods of liberating trauma and trapped inner potential that leave the way open for joy and freedom in the body. Mu Points and Solar Eclipses. A personal story of energy, the mu point of the triple heater meridian, and a brush with infinity. Cradling the soul, a special consideration of the relationship of fire to water and its significance for human life and clinical practice. The numinous, an exploration of the mysterious and wonderful Ling and its place within the tradition and practice of Shiatsu and Oriental medicine. Ancestral energy, time and again. An investigation into the relationship between individuals and their heritage, both familial and personal.